1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning with verse 2. I praise you, brothers, for remembering me in all things, and holding firmly to the teachings as I delivered them to you. However, I want you to know that Christ is the head of every man, and man is woman's head, and God is Christ's head. For every man who prays or prophesies with a covering hanging down from his head dishonors his head. But every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, for it is one and the same thing as being a woman with a shaved head. Indeed, if a woman does not wear a head covering, she should cut off her hair too. But if it is shameful for a woman to cut off her hair or shave her head, she should wear a head covering. For a man ought not to wear a head covering because he is the image and glory of God, but woman is man's glory. For man is not from woman, but woman from man, and man was not created for the woman, but woman for the man. For this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, in the Lord, woman is not independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. For as woman came from man, so also man comes from woman, and all things are from God. Judge for yourselves. Is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does the nature of things itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is disgraceful for him, whereas if a woman has long hair, it is glorious for her? For her long hair has been given to her as a covering. But if anyone is inclined to be contentious, we have no such custom, and neither do God's churches. Now, in giving you this command, I do not praise you, because you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, I hear that when you come together in an assembly, there are divisions among you. And to some extent, I believe it. For there also have to be factions among you, so that those who are approved may become evident among you. So when you come together in the same place, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For when you eat, each one goes ahead and takes his own supper, and so one person goes hungry while another is drunk. What, don't you have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise God's church and humiliate those who have nothing? What am I to say to you? Shall I praise you? In this matter, I do not praise you. For I received from God what I also delivered to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the meal, he also took the cup, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the Lord's body and blood. Instead, let a person examine himself, and after doing so, let him eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For if anyone eats and drinks in an unworthy way because he does not recognize the Lord's body, he eats and drinks judgment on himself. Because of this, many among you are weak and sick, and quite a few have fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, we would not be undergoing judgment. However, when we undergo judgment, we are being disciplined by the Lord, so that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that your coming together may not result in judgment. The rest of my instructions I will give when I come.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.